Hi, I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types. We've been asked, what do you do when you're gifted something that isn't you or just doesn't suit you?
Yeah.
What are your strategies? How do you deal with this stuff?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. We've all been in that situation where either somebody has an item that they've worn and they think you might like it, they're letting go of it, or you've been given a gift and it just isn't you. And so I think it can bring up some interesting issues of how do you diplomatically handle that, presuming the relationship is important to you and you don't just want to dispense with the item. And so, you know, do you wear it? Do you try and upstyle it? Do you tuck it in the back of your wardrobe? You know, what can you do?
And I think there's also a really interesting thought to hear about, because often, you know, you might think, I'll never wear it, but you can't let go of it.
Yeah.
And this is because there is emotion attached. And it's like, it feels like if I get rid of it, I'm throwing away the love in which it was given to me.
Yeah, or disrespecting the
and
person.
Disrespecting the person. And that's and even often with people's car stuff, their secondhand stuff, that often people go, here's a bag of stuff and I'm giving you all this, you know, you might, you know, and then suddenly you're left with all this stuff that's not you. What do you do? And how do you feel? Because often part of this is actually dealing with the emotional aspect as much as the physical item.
Yeah. Interestingly, in our research for 16 Style Types, we had one of our interviewees who said that part of giving away items was she wanted to be sure that the recipient would treat those items in the way she wanted them to be treated, which I thought was an interesting way for the person on the gift-giving side of things to treat those things. You know, she wasn't just letting them go and whatever you want to do with them. Like, she really cared that the other person was going to wear them and treat them with respect and, you know, clean them properly and all those kinds of things, which I found very fascinating.
And this is where it's important to remember that when we own something, it has more value than when we don't.
Yeah.
And so as a gift, if you're giving gifts to, it's also being wary of, am I giving a burden or am I giving a gift? Which is it?
Yeah, am I attaching all these conditions to it?
Or even just, if it's not what the person likes, is that okay?
Yeah.
That they can let it go.
Yeah.
So one of the things I will always talk to my clients, because I'll often find these pieces in people's wardrobes.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't wear it. But, you know, they might ask me about it. This is often the greatest fear. They might ask me about it.
Yeah.
Or they might somehow see I've gotten rid of it. Now, there's two things in general. Do any of your friends or family come over and the first thing they do is march into your bedroom and go into your wardrobe to make sure you've still got that thing that they gave you?
Right, yeah.
I don't know anybody who's had that.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. Because that's often one of the fears, is that, you know, like it's like, actually, no, that's illogical.
Yeah.
People don't do that.
Yeah.
And then it's... So it kind of allows you to go, well, if I get rid of it, are they ever going to know? Probably not. But then there's the, well, what happens if they ask me about it? Am I wearing it or they'll never see me in it? And so one of the things I'll often do, particularly if you feel like I really want to get rid of this thing, it is a burden. It's not a joy, it's a burden.
Yeah.
It's have yourself a white lie. And so this is where it got stained and I just couldn't get the stain out of it. Oh, like it got snagged on something and it ripped and it just couldn't be fixed.
Yeah.
Nobody expects you to keep things that are stained or ripped.
Yeah.
Everybody allows you to get rid of things that are in an unwearable condition. So if you've just got that and you've already got that pre-prepared, look, highly likely you're never going to get asked for it, but often just having that pre-prepared white lie allows you to let the item go.
There's another way of looking at it as well. This is a little bit more of a courageous way and a risky way, which is to inform the person that the item just isn't you. And I suggest this, and I am a huge conflict avoider because I've actually done this. My mother made me a skirt. She's a wonderful seamstress, and she made me a skirt. And the instant I saw it, I knew why she thought it might work for me, but it was just so wrong for me. The whole shape of it, and it had this sort of asymmetrical, it was long, and it had leopard print in it, enough that I think that's what she thought I would like about it. But everything else about it was wrong. It was gathered around the waist, and it just, it was so not me, and she'd made herself the exact same skirt.
Twin skirts.
Yeah, and this was only about 10 or 15 years ago, so... as well into adulthood when this happened. And I did actually wear it on a couple of occasions when I knew I'd be seeing her, and I just felt so horrible in it. And she didn't march into my wardrobe, but I knew she was highly aware of this skirt and that she'd made it for me. And I got rid of it, and she asked me about it. And I said to her, and it was very, very difficult, and I know she was hurt. I said, it just wasn't me. And so that was difficult for me, but because of our relationship, and, you know, let's not get into mothers and daughters here. There are many elements that go into that. That felt like the right decision for me. But it was a riskier decision, and I knew it came with a consequence, and I'm certainly not advocating that that's what you do under all circumstances, but it is an option that you have. I would say take great care with that and do consider that. Don't just sort of launch into that without pre-thinking through, you know, where that might go. And I was as prepared as I could be for the consequences of that. So I think that is another option that you can have.
I think it's important to tell someone if there's someone who keeps giving you things that are the wrong thing.
Right.
Because, you know, if you know, this is where there's a, you know, if you've just gone, oh, I've got a tear in it, or like it just, then probably, but if she's then gone, I'll make you another one. That's when it's, so I think sometimes it's, for many things, you can just have that white lie and let it go and don't hurt the feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
But if they're likely to keep on, or there's someone who keeps giving you things that aren't you, then I think it might be something you need to address of going, look, this just isn't to my taste. Or, you know what I've discovered is with my shape, I just can't do gathered waists.
Yeah.
It looks terrible on me. I can do straight skirts. Maybe it's about educating them.
Yeah.
I can do straight skirts. And really, I've discovered my best length is to the knee.
Yeah.
So it could be that education point.
Yeah, that's a good
too,
point. Yeah.
As well, if you've got someone who is kind of giving multiple times.
Yeah.
So because sometimes too, it's like particularly mothers will feel that, oh, I've got this thing, and I can't tell you how many wardrobes where I've seen, you know, 40-year-olds with 80-year-old's clothes.
Yeah.
And it's because my mother keeps giving me these things. Oh, she decided she didn't want to wear it, so I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
It's like, but you don't want to dress like an 80-year-old at the age of 40 either. So
it's
important then sometimes to educate or go, you know, I really appreciate the love in which you give this to me. And I think that's the important thing to tell people.
Yes.
I appreciate the love. I appreciate the thought. I appreciate that you are wanting to give me something. And if you've ever looked at love languages, so one of those languages is gifts.
Yes.
So for some people, this is a really, it could be very hurtful for you to be, you know, kind of going, oh, I don't like that gift.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're rejecting my love.
Rejecting love. And so this is why it's important to acknowledge the love and appreciate the love. Like, but sometimes, and it depends how to manage that. So there's, I mean, there's different aspects. So I think, oh, there's no point in keeping something in your wardrobe that's just wrong. That's not you, that you're never going to wear. Now, very often, sometimes people are just going, well, I didn't want to wear it, so I've given it to you. And they're quite happy for you to let it go. So I always go, when someone is giving something to you, so somebody comes to you with a bag of clothes, and say, mate, it could be your mother or your sister or someone, because sometimes this happens in families.
I had a colleague at work who gave me a whole stack of stuff. It was really expensive stuff, and she'd, you know, she'd put on some weight, had a baby, and it just didn't fit her, and she just gave it all to me.
So I would say, when you are handing, or if you're going to do this to other people, it's the, you know, I'm only going to keep what I really love, and I'm going to gift the rest away.
Is that okay?
Is that okay?
Yeah.
And if they're not happy with that, then go, I think you should give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because I've already got enough stuff, you know, like I don't need a lot of things, so therefore, I really only want to keep what I'm really going to wear and I'm going to get use out of.
Yes.
And so I'd rather then, you know, donate this on if that's okay. So there's also those sorts of conversations that are probably good to have. So it's being aware that, you know, that if you're giving things away as well, I think this is also something. And I often ask people to wear a gift. So one of the things I do in Evolving Style, one of the challenges is to wear something that's been given to you.
Yeah.
Because frequently you have these things. And it's like, well, why am I holding on to it? And, and honestly, there is some research, and I did a recent blog post about this, about what are the things that we keep longest in our wardrobe. And a gift averages 8 years.
Wow.
And it is the least worn thing.
Wow.
That is the
research. That's rather terrifying in a way.
And that is because it is this emotional tug between the love and rejecting the love and the appreciation, but the thing not being right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So And so that's a really fascinating piece of research. We'll link to that in this post.
Yeah.
Because I think knowing that, and so also being aware, if you are a gift giver of clothing and accessories, exactly, be aware of this. This is something that actually might be a burden rather than a gift.
Yeah, because we've both been on both sides of that equation. The other thing I would say is it depends on what the item is, and whether you can upstyle. I'm a big upstyler or a repurposer. You know, so a scarf that you don't like, can you tie it around the strap of a handbag or you know, repurpose it in a way that it's less obvious? You know, there are many things that can be repurposed. I've done that with jewelry where I'll pull it apart and I'll be able to say, I've used the beads, but I'll put it into something else.
So even things like too, is like, say if you'd love the fabric that skirt was made of, but you go, I'm just going to turn it into a straight skirt.
Yeah.
Like there's enough fabric there, it could turn into a straight skirt. Yeah. And I would wear it because I love the fabric.
Yeah.
But the design wasn't right. So sometimes it could be remodeled. Mm. Sometimes it's just not you. And and I think rather than clutter up your life, because really what happens too is every time you see it in there, it stops feeling like a gift. It actually becomes mentally heavy.
Mm.
And so therefore letting things go, going, I'm going to move things on. I think what's also really important is if fashions change, move things on while they're still in fashion. Somebody else can get, and this is what's great about charity stores.
Yeah.
That if you donate there, somebody else will come on.
So some interesting things to think about if you're the recipient and also if you're the giver of gifts, and some ways to balance what can be some pretty tricky territory.